Welcome now to the midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and it's that time of year when there's a lot of music in the air, and tonight it will include works by Ravel, that's his Tombeau de Couperin, and also Robert Schumann's Symphony No. 2 in C. These performed by the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra at the Capitol Theater in Madison tonight at 7:30, and also a commissioned work, brand new, heard for the first time tonight by Tom Cabanis, and that is a work for orchestra with two pianos and two pianists, and we'll hear a little bit about all of that. And so, welcome first, Tom Cabanis, the composer.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Coming to us from New York, is it?
Yes.
And then the pianist performing this work, which we'll get to in a moment, are here also. They are Michael Shin and Jessica Chow Shin. Welcome to you to the midday.
Thank you.
Great, thank you.
So, of course, it will be a select audience relative to our radio audience who can actually hear this work tonight with the Chamber Orchestra, Tom. But it does have an interesting story behind it, and then we'll hear a couple of other of your works for two pianos. So the genesis of this piece?
So about 20 years ago or so, I was on the beach at the Isle of Palms in South Carolina. It's where I'm from. I'm from the Low Country, Charleston, South Carolina, originally, with my family. And there was a double rainbow. And we saw it. It was after a storm. And we ran down to the beach. My sister-in-law, Julia, is a amateur photographer, and she said, we should go down and get some pictures. And so we did. And so we're standing there, you know, taking pictures and looking at the double rainbow, which is beautiful in the sky, and admiring it. And then suddenly a dolphin just leapt out of the water vertically in a sort of, you know, where you could see the entire body of the dolphin out of the water. And we see lots of dolphins in South Carolina, but not like that. Mm-hmm. And framed by the double rainbow, we just kind of sat there and said, like, this is just kind of impossible. So we were just all very, very silent. And it's a moment that my family remembers really, really well. And it sort of stuck with me. And, you know, the moment that Michael and Jessica said they were interested in a piece for two pianos, it's what I thought about. I thought about the kind of the rainbow shape of the harp in the inside of the piano. And I thought about the musical possibilities of rainbows and this idea of searching for a perfect moment.
Well, that's summing it up very nicely. I gather you came up with the title fairly recently because if you look at the program for the concert tonight, it just says commissioned work for two pianos and orchestra.
Yeah, you know, the truth is we've had the title for a little while, but I guess they did like the idea of making the statement in the public relations work that it was a commissioned work. And I think that's great, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It certainly is. That's right. Well, among the other things you have written are these miniatures for two pianos. And
it's actually for piano four hands. And that's how we got started, was that it's for two players sitting at the same piano. So, there's a piece that I wrote for Michael and Jessica. It's actually dedicated to my wife. So it's kind of a love story piece. And it's called Tiny Bits of Outrageous Love.
Tiny Bits of Outrageous Love. And so that's a single piece, or that's the name of a suite?
Well, it's a set of seven little miniatures that kind of tell a story of a romantic relationship.
Can we sample that with, say, would it be doing it a disservice to start with, say, Love Song?
No, let's do Love Song. That would be great.
Thank you.
one of the works for two pianists, one piano, and Tom, again, what's the name of the collection, the set?
Tiny Bits of Outrageous Love.
Catchy title. Titles are getting better all the time, aren't they? For a long time, they were generic, plain brown bag titles for classical music, but we're really catching up. And so we come to the next one in this set. The next couple we'll hear. The first is called Chase, and then after that, Respite, which sounds like a good combination. But Michael, what would you say about the first one of those two?
Well, Respite is exactly what the title is, right? It's a break from the chase. And the chase, this story is all about the beginning of their relationship all the way to what it is now. Chase is all about the courtship, and it literally is something of a chase because we have canonic writing, so you'll have these imitative voices that come in, and it's
chase
almost like
other.
Jessica and I are chasing each other around the keyboard.
Anything to second there, Jessica, about Chase and Respite?
Respite is one of the most gorgeous movements that Tom has ever written, I believe. Tom, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but he was inspired by this Brahms waltz that we were performing in New York, and that inspired the entire set.
Yeah.
Was it a waltz in A flat by any chance? That one? The one that everybody loves?
Yeah.
Number 15, I think it is, right?
16.
Yeah, 16. Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful piece. And I heard them play it and thought, like, ooh, I have an idea. So there you go.
Here we go. Chase and Respite.
Thank you.
Well, now that you mention it, Tom, I can hear the Brahms in that, but I mean, not as a, like an imitative sense, but it's kind of echoes a little bit there.
Yeah, I think it's okay to love Brahms.
Yeah, I've even heard that waltz played on a carillon. I mean, that waltz in A-flat is very popular and justifiably so. Let's see, we have two pianists here also. One of them, as it turns out, from Madison. I don't know how I missed that. Jessica hails from this neck of the woods.
Yes, it's so good to be back.
Went through the public schools here?
I did. Mm-hmm. I did. And I started piano lessons with Irmgard Batar, who's still teaching piano lessons here. And yeah, it was a great place to grow up.
You mentioned a house concert?
Yes. So the last piece I think you're going to play on this broadcast is the fourth movement of the Rachmaninoff Second Suite at Tarantella. Jessica and I recorded that, as well as the Tiny Bits of Outrageous Love recording that we've been listening to, at concerts at our music festival, Piano Sonoma, in the summer of 2014 out in California at Weill Hall. And it all sort of ties together with tonight's concert anyway, because before we went out to California for the festival, we did a house concert here in Madison at the home of Jun and Sandy Lees. And they are the main sponsors for tonight's concert, but it was sort of a WCO house concert where the conductor and executive director and a bunch of the board members were there as well. And we happened to play Tiny Bits of Outrageous Love, as well as the Rachmaninoff Suite. And I think Andrew Sewell, the conductor, was so taken with Tiny Bits that we started talking about playing a two-piano concerto, and I said, well, why don't we just commission Tom?
Oh, okay.
And that's the whole beginning of tonight.
Everything does connect, just like those double rainbows, and it's all connected.
That's right.
Exactly.
Well, this Rachmaninoff that you've recorded, it's not a handful, it's four hands full. one piano.
This is actually two pianos.
We're back to two pianos now. I've seen this on two pianos. That's mm-hmm. right. So this is which movement?
The fourth movement, called Tarantella.
Lively stuff. From my guests, they are Michael and Jessica Shin.
Thank you.
To be a lot of fun to play if you survive. The Tarantella, aptly named from Rachmaninoff's one of his suites for two pianos, played by Michael and Jessica Shin, and you have recorded the entire suite.
We have, yeah.
Well, we have time for one more tiny bit.
A tiny bit of tiny bits.
Yeah, that's right. Which is this suite that Tom Cabanis has written. And the first piece is called?
One,
but it's two pianists?
Exactly. And, you know, I think for me this sets up the suite because it's about the kind of the very individual voices of the hands of the pianists. And I was very much thinking about that, you know, starting, you start very separate in a romantic relationship, and so that's really what the opening bit is about.
One. Thank you. One piano, two pianists, the beginning of tiny bits of, is it Outrageous Love?
Mm-hmm.
Tom Cabanis, the work of his that we've been sampling, and his new work for two pianos and chamber orchestra you can hear tonight. And it's, what is the name of that again? Is it
Double Rainbow.
It is Double Rainbow. Okay, somehow I thought so. And the pianist for the occasion tonight, 7:30 at the Capitol Theater in Madison, will be and have been my guests. They will be tonight, the pianist Jessica Shin and Michael Shin playing that work. Also on the program, the Second Symphony of Robert Schumann and the Tombeau de Couperin celebrating its 100th year, as WPR is, in 2017, that work by Ravel. Well, thanks one and all for stopping by the midday today.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.